USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Interest rate hikes down the road will be dependent on data. That's the message the Federal Reserve delivered as it released minutes from its July meeting. The Fed saying they're worried about elevated inflation becoming entrenched. If Americans question the Fed's determination to change course policy-wise, the United States remains engaged in talks with Iran to return to compliance with the Iran nuclear deal after former President Donald Trump pulled out of the deal in 2018. State Department spokesman Ned Price is defending U.S. involvement in the talks.
We are confident that a mutual return to compliance with the JCPOA remains the best and really the most effective means by which to once again verifiably and permanently constrain Iran's nuclear program.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Lack of rain is continuing to be felt across the western United States, and the feds are taking action.
People in Arizona and Nevada are facing unprecedented water shortages on the Colorado River. The Bureau of Reclamation said Tuesday there will be less water available next year from the river that serves 40 million people in the West and Mexico. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is on a statewide tour to recruit more teachers for the school year. There are over 8,000 teacher vacancies in Florida, according to the Florida Education Association. Governor DeSantis touts the state's efforts to get money for improving teachers' salaries.
This year, we had the largest teacher categorical in the history of the state of Florida. So we had $800 million that had to be spent on raising teacher salaries.
Texas, Michigan, and Arizona also dealing with teacher shortages. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Randy Grossman, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of California, addresses on Fox News how San Diego is becoming the epicenter for trafficking fentanyl in the United States and the actions they're taking to crack down.
Our prosecutions of fentanyl-related offenses are up 1,600%. In the last 5 years, and we are targeting everyone that is involved in the distribution network of this dangerous and deadly drug.
The San Diego County Medical Examiner said at least 817 people died from fentanyl overdoses last year. San Francisco DA Brooke Jenkins plans to implement harsher penalties for fentanyl busts, including more jail time before trial. Dick Harpoulian is one of the attorneys representing Alex Murdaugh, a former South Carolina lawyer accused of shooting and killing his wife and son in June 2021. In Columbia, he speaks about his team's motion attempting to seek evidence against Murdaugh.
This is, again, gotcha prosecution. It's trial by ambush. Give us the stuff. You went to a grand jury and said you've got enough evidence to convict Alex Murdaugh, convince a jury beyond a reasonable doubt. Where is it?
The San Antonio Spurs are trying to set an NBA attendance record. The team is out with plans to play one game this season at the Alamo Dome. The football stadium will be set up to seat 65,000 fans. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.